This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number 855-450 free like freedom. I've got an absolutely ridiculous story. I actually happened to see this on the news earlier tonight. Dick's Sporting Goods. They are going to be destroying the guns.
What?
That they are taking off of their shelves.
Oh, what?
By the way, in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Dan Conan.
And Daryl.
Yeah, you heard about probably the news about Dick's Sporting Goods, Walmart, other stores, these mega corporations. Trying to act like they are, you know, responsive to what the people supposedly want, or at least certain loudmouths who get a lot of attention in the news media, like
right.
This, what's that kid's name from Parkland?
David Hogg.
David Hogg. You know, these people are making a big stink, so the corporation's got to run out in front there and act like, you know, they've changed their corporate minds and they're now really concerned about these things. Well, Dick's is trying to one-up Walmart here. Instead of just saying they're going to take guns off their shelves, the so-called assault-style rifles, they're now saying they're just going to straight-up destroy them.
Wait, is Walmart removing guns or just raising the buying age?
They're removing certain... Same thing with Dick's.
Scary guns.
They're removoving the scary guns.
Assault-style
The ones that can be turned into fully semi-something with a 30-round bump clip stock.
Because you can't assault anybody with a handgun. No, that's impossible.
Or a knife.
Right. So here's a story from the New York Times. Instead of returning to manufacturers the inventory that they have of guns, they will just go right ahead and destroy them.
Are they going to make art out of these things?
I don't know. It's the latest action taken by the Pennsylvania retailer that agreed to ban the sale of assault-style rifles, at its 35 Field and Stream stores, and to stop selling firearms and ammunition to anyone younger than age 21. Since the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, in February that left 17 students and staff members dead, corporations have quickly responded to the public's growing demand for responsible gun control measures. Because that would have stopped the shooting, right, if Dick's Sporting Goods and... Oh, wait, how old was the shooter in this case? Wasn't he like...
He was... younger than 21.
Yeah, I thought he was younger than 21.
And didn't he also not have permission of whoever he got the gun from?
Generally, they usually end up stealing guns from the people that they get them from to do these things. So, you know, of course, people who are willing to commit school shootings are people who are willing to commit crimes, which means that they don't have any problem acquiring guns through illegal sources and illegal means, which means that no corporate policy is going to keep guns out of their hands. But this is all about image, right? This is all about image in the same way that Starbucks is closing its stores this week sometime for a few hours to retrain all of its
employees. No, it's going to be like Memorial Day.
What do you mean?
The day that Starbucks is closing.
Okay.
It's the end of May. They're not closing this week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They made the announcement this week.
Ah, I see.
But it's going to be like Memorial Day.
But it's all about image. It's all about, you know, pandering to whatever particular viewpoint they feel is being held by a large number of people. Because obviously you're going to upset some people. You're going to upset whoever it is that was the regular, you know, gun buyers, ammo buyers at the Field and Stream stores. And they're willing to, apparently.
You know, I work at Enterprise Car Rental for a couple hours every week.
Mm-hmm.
And they went ahead and removed their discount to gun owners.
To NRA?
To NRA. And for a whole month, we had these old guys coming in or calling in.
Really?
And they're like, I just want you to know I'm not written from you this week. Just want you to know I'm hanging up now.
That is
It'd just
funny.
Be that simple. Or they'd come, old guys would just come in, guys we've never seen before.
Yeah.
All right, so why were people boycotting Enterprise?
Because Enterprise removed their...
NRA discount.
Their NRA discount.
Okay. So, just like Delta got rid of their NRA discount, and a bunch of people were all up in arms, I'm never flying Delta again!
Yeah.
And then Delta said, we've only ever had like a dozen people request the discount in the history of ever.
Yeah, I believe that. So going on here, the school shooting in Parkland sparked all of this. Several retailers agreed to stop selling firearms to younger consumers under 21, among them Walmart, the nation's largest gun seller, L.L. Bean, and Kroger, which said it would restrict gun sales at its Fred Meyer stores. Walmart also agreed to stop selling toys. Stop selling toys online that look like assault-style rifles. This is the end of freedom. This is it right here. They're stopping the sale of toys online. I presume that also means in stores, because why would you stop just online? How many of us grew up, we all grew up in the 80s, right?
Right.
How many of us grew up watching, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and, on television or whatever, and then, you had the toy machine guns that you'd buy down at Walmart
right.
or Kmart or whatever, and they were either cap guns, which, of course, they've long since banned caps.
Oh, miss cap guns.
And then, they had the ones toward the end of the 80s, they had the ones that were, they'd make noises without caps, like electronic noises, and that was just good, clean fun for young boys back in the day. Apparently,
right.
that now, makes people think you're going to be a killer. Because everybody I knew would play games with these guns,
right.
play pretend with these guns. And it didn't mean they actually wanted to hurt each other. It was just fun. We knew the difference at that time. We were old enough to know the difference between, real violence.
And I think that's part of the problem.
Violence.
It's not just the psychotropic drugs a lot of these kids are on, but it's actually...
Oh, yeah.
You've taken away the make-believe part. So they go from, they have a hard time associating reality with the fantasy. They didn't have the opportunity to fantasize and to play with their friends with these, toy weapons, or to actually have, maybe a .22 rifle or a BB gun or a pellet gun that they could grow up with shooting squirrels and stuff in their
right.
backyard.
Learned some responsibility.
They went straight from 0 to 100. Instead of having that in between where they could learn, the difference between what a, what a toy is and what a pellet gun is and what a real rifle can do.
I mean, this is to me like more evidence of the just kind of wussification, if you will, of young people.
Of young men, of young boys in this country. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
And it's that the fact that Walmart is going to stop selling so-called assault-style rifle toys is ridiculous. That's not all, though.
Yeah.
Kroger has announced in March that it would stop selling assault rifle-themed periodicals.
What?
Wait.
Magazines.
Kroger is a...
Gun magazines. It's a grocery.
Kroger's a grocery store.
Yeah.
Grocery stores sell magazines.
Yeah, okay.
Now, look.
A couple.
We all know magazines are going out of style, big time, so I can't imagine the whole magazine section is really generating a whole lot of sales in general, but to specifically target, guns and ammo or whatever, assault rifle-themed periodicals. So is a handgun magazine still going to be okay as long as they don't put a assault rifle?
It depends. Can you put a 30-round bump stock on a pistol?
Probably not.
You mentioned that they probably don't sell a lot of magazines, so this isn't really going to hurt them. It's going to improve their image.
Right.
They're probably not going to lose money on the lack of sales.
Right.
Next question is, does Walmart, because they're not just making these decisions willy-nilly. I mean, they're worried about their image.
Yep.
They're considered of their image, and they're probably also considered that they're not really going to lose money. And the question is Dick's Sporting Goods actually selling that many weaponry these days to make a decision like this? Because they sell a lot of stuff.
Well, they're saying
shoes and canoes and tents and how many guns do they sell?
Well, apparently Dick's has a subsidiary called Field and Stream, and it is going to be Field and Stream that is not going to be selling these so-called assault-style rifles. So presumably these rifles are probably not available in your standard Dick's store, but they were in the Field and Stream.
So they're still going to be selling weapons.
Correct.
Just not the Field and Stream weapons.
They're still going to they're not going to sell the so-called assault styles. So they'll probably still sell handguns.
Right.
Or maybe like a bolt action rifle or something like that.
I don't think this is going to hurt them. I'm still not going to shop with them.
I have no interest in.
First of all, they're super expensive.
Dick's.
Yeah, and I don't camp, so I have no reason to go there.
You can get your camping stuff on Amazon. No
of course,
problem.
I do buy stuff at Walmart every now and then. So now
they also sell stuff other than camping and shooting. They've got all kinds of sport. They've got running stuff.
Yeah, I don't, it's super. I'm not buying $150 tennis shoes.
As we've pointed out in the past,
I don't buy my shoes from Dick's.
You know, when we were talking about National Service years ago on Free Talk Live, there were all these corporations signing on to support this, you know, state-forced, state-sponsored, government-run National Service program. And it was just like, you know, if you don't shop at the stores that do objectionable things, you don't have anywhere else to shop. Because basically, they all do objectionable pro-government things.
Yep,
there's more coming up here. 855 450 free like freedom. Join us on Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at NHLiberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, NHLiberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, NHLiberty.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Dick's Sporting Goods announcing that they are going to be destroying their inventory of guns and accessories that they've determined they are no longer going to be selling. Not just send them back to the manufacturer, you know, RMA, get a refund from whoever their wholesale suppliers are. No, we're just going to go ahead and melt these things down.
What are they going to bring out, like a bulldozer?
And make a big show of it, you mean?
Exactly. Put them out on the street and run them over. And
I don't know.
Look at us.
They might as well.
Write that off as destroyed inventory.
I don't know anything about tax law. You have to ask Melanie that question. Tax.freetalklive.com. She can help you there. But yeah, you're right, Conan. If they're going to make this ridiculous statement, go all in. Go all in with a big show and invite the media, and they get all kinds of publicity.
Or like Daryl said, like melt them down and like make a statue out of them, like a big peace sign or something.
Put it up in the corporate headquarters.
Yeah, sure. Like be all right.
I mean, look, I am in favor of peace, which is why I support people's ability to own guns, because being able to defend yourself is a way to increase peace, because when some psychopath comes after you or your family or your children at school or whatever, it's good to have good people with guns around. Whether it's a pistol or a rifle or a so-called assault rifle, it's just, you know, the difference is in degrees of how effective they are in different circumstances. And actually, in this case, according to the story at the New York Times, Edward W. Stack, who's the chief executive officer of Dick's, acknowledged that the company sold a shotgun to Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland gunman. So the shotgun is not being banned from Dick's.
Even though that's the weapon that Dick sold to this guy.
So, and by the way, Cruz is still alive. He is now in the news saying he wants his inheritance to go to the victim's fund in this case. Apparently Cruz, even though he's 19 years old, already has a sweet inheritance coming to him, which may be as much as $800,000.
Yes, this is his brother here might have $1 million.
Right. So what he's trying to do here is get out of a death penalty. He's trying to take a plea in order to get out of the death penalty.
Right. The idea that this is going to get these types of weapons off the streets is just
ridiculous.
It's laughable. Because, I mean, sorry, Dix, you're not going to be putting them on the streets any longer. But guess who is? You're going to have police officers selling their own weapons or weapons they confiscate right out of the trunk of their car.
Do you have a story about that?
Well, I can find that one and bring it up.
I believe it.
It just happened recently.
So that is a thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely.
I thought you were just speculating that could happen.
Or they'd be selling them, or the big agencies would be selling them across country lines to Mexico, and the Mexicans would be selling them right back to us.
Like happened in Bush or Barack Obama.
Yeah, out of the trunks of their cars.
Well, what do they call that, the gun running thing?
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, that's right. Let's go to the phones here. Your calls, your thoughts. You bring up what you want. It's Rob in Charleston, West Virginia. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Hey, welcome. You're on the air.
All right, man. I just want to know if y'all have heard anything about City National and Bank of America refusing to loan gun manufacturers any more loans.
There's a related bit of information in this story from the New York Times. Says here, Citigroup said it would restrict the sale of firearms by its business partners, demanding that guns not be sold to people younger than 21. So basically, if you use Citigroup as your banking provider or they are your credit card processor, they're going to reject any sales they're going to basically say, yeah, we're not going to do business with you if you sell, if your policy is to sell to under 21. So it wouldn't surprise me they're doing what you're saying there as well.
And then headline from the LA Times from 2 days ago mentions Bank of America had also recently made an announcement, article says, made the announcement last week that they will no longer finance companies that make the kinds of combat-style semi-automatic rifles that have been used in deadly mass shootings.
So there's your story, Rob. Yeah, sounds like you're right about that. Your comments?
I've always said that I don't think they'll go door-to-door getting your guns from you. I just think they'll make it impossible for you to actually get a gun. You know, either they'll make the ammunition so expensive you can't buy it, or the gun manufacturers have to go out of business because they can't afford to make guns anymore.
Or they'll just create a culture of young people who are afraid of them or don't understand them, or
don't want to buy them.
Like this hog kid. Eventually they'll just not buy them anymore.
Well, that's why I think this is, it's all the more important that we see people migrate based on their beliefs. Because it's pretty clear we can't all get along in the United States, and we're never going to. So let's just call this experiment a failure, the United States experiment. Let's dissolve the whole concept and have, you know, 50 different state governments out there, 50 different nations where people can move to, so the people who want to control guns can go to the gun control states.
50 or more.
Or whatever, yeah, 50 or fewer. I mean, whatever. The more the merrier, though, as far as I'm concerned. Let the lefties, that want to have no guns, go to gun control states where there'll be mass shootings happening, you know, left and right. And then, people like that believe in freedom can come to New Hampshire, where we've got relative gun freedom compared to every other state out there, and very, very few gun violence incidents.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, you know, you guys know and everybody knows, you know, when you're underage, you can't drink. You find a way of getting something to drink.
Sure.
You ban all the guns. People that want to commit crime are going to find guns. I mean,
I'd be willing to bet money. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be willing to put money on a bet that David Hogg has had drinks at age 17. I bet he has had alcoholic beverages and gotten drunk at his young age of 17. In fact, I bet most of us in this studio have done that. Rob, good call, man. I appreciate it. We'll let you get back to the kids there in the background. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So,
you know, we were talking about the police, confiscating guns, taking them to their lockup, to their holdup, you know, as
them.
Evidence, and then they're just disappearing. I see these stories all the time. I'm sure our listeners have seen them. I just pulled up the first thing that was on Google. This is a Bay Area group watchdog report. 944 lost guns.
Oops.
717 unaccounted for, 192 stolen, and 35 misplaced.
These are things that were, again, put
Which
into evidence lockers?
Correct. So 944 guns from Glocks, 6 hours, Remingtons, a sniper and assault rifle, some equipped with grenade launchers. They used to belong to a law enforcement officers across California, but a new Bay Area news group investigation found hundreds of police-issued weapons have either been stolen, lost, or can't be accounted for since 2010.
Did any of those
often
have the chainsaw bayonet?
You mean like in what video game
Evil
has that?
Evil Dead?
No, USA Today had posted a graphic a while back showing various attachments that could be added to these assault weapons, and one of them was a chainsaw bayonet.
Mm-hmm.
How does it operate? How do you run it?
It's fake.
It's got to be just...
The USA Today actually published this thing, but it's not an actual attachment.
Right. Oh.
So there's all kinds of jokes, and one of
I would hang that on my wall.
One of the people that I'm friends with that actually hosts a Star Wars podcast. I forget if it was Roger or Brian, but they posted a thing showing a Death Star attachment
to the band.
That's awesome.
I'd hang that on my wall too.
All right, 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. We'll continue. We'll take your calls about what you want. But yeah, you've got corporate America here. A lot of these corporations coming down hard on gun owners. And, you know, the only thing that's going to work here is for people to, you know, just separate themselves into physical locations where you can be with people that agree with you. It's Free Talk
Live. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminess takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminess twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminess, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We like freedom. We like cryptocurrencies because cryptocurrencies are a path to increase your freedom. When you're not, when the money that you have isn't relying on the state or these mega banks. We were just talking about Citigroup and Bank of America putting in new policies to try to restrict gun sales. You know, when you're getting away from banks and the government's money, which is, of course, the U.S. dollar or any other fiat currencies around the globe, and you use cryptocurrencies, you are putting the power of money into your own hands. Now, we are big fans of cryptocurrency in general, but there's a bunch of choices out there in the world of cryptocurrency. Close to 1,600 different options listed over at CoinMarketCap.com. How do you know which ones you should seriously consider picking up? Well, I mean, Bitcoin is the obvious, you know, top of the heap. It was the first one. It was the first decentralized cryptocurrency, and it's, you know, pretty awesome because of, you know, being there first. But there's been some pretty great technological advances since Bitcoin came out. Bitcoin's almost a decade old at this point. Now, they can upgrade it over time, so right. It's not exactly the original Bitcoin that it once was. But one of the things they've never added to Bitcoin is any privacy capability whatsoever. So while there are semi-private ways that you can use Bitcoin,
coin mixing, things of that sort,
right? The whole thing is public. The ledger, the blockchain that's behind the scenes, it's the public ledger that is the guts of Bitcoin. It's completely public. You can look at every transaction that's ever occurred. It's all out there. Zencash is one of the few privacy coins out there that's worth talking about, because not only do they have some of the best technology in the form of zero-knowledge anonymity-style privacy, they've also got decentralized autonomous organizations they're working on to govern the Zencash currency. They've got more than 8,000 secure nodes, which means they're one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency out there. So you want to talk about privacy, security, great technology, they've got all that. And on top of that, they've got the philosophy of liberty really written right into their white paper. It talks about voluntarism in their white paper. Go and see it for yourself. Learn more. Do your due diligence. And then maybe get involved over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. We're talking about corporations, corporate America, coming down on gun owners, coming down on other companies. You know, preventing the bankers, apparently, some of them, like Bank of America and Citigroup, preventing the people they're doing business with from selling guns under the age of 21. As our caller from West Virginia just pointed out, apparently Bank of America has also said they're not even going to loan money to anybody that's going to be manufacturing certain types of guns. So, yes. You know, if you want to build a new manufacturing plant, you can't get a loan from Bank of America for that. And so it's getting more and more difficult here in the United States to be a gun-oriented business. Kroger banning gun magazines of assault-style rifle magazines from their magazine racks. I mean, all these little things that they're doing, you know, they're doing it to get publicity. They're doing it to take a side, and they believe that they're taking the right side. But how do you really calculate this stuff? I mean, as a CEO or a board of directors at a corporation, you're not on the ground. You're not, as you said, Conan, you have old guys walking into the rent-a-car company that you work for that made some, you know, anti-gun decision or whatever, and they were saying, well, I'm not going to rent a car from you. You know, you heard that feedback because you're working.
A lot of it.
Right. You're working there. You're there every single day. This corporate board at, you know, Bank of America or Dick's Sporting Goods, the CEO, they're all cloistered up in their high-rise offices. They have no idea what, if any, feedback is being given.
Right. And most of the time, they don't even realize how any of the policies that they make affects the average worker.
Right.
That's one of the things that I like. And you know, I don't watch a lot of TV shows, but one that if I happen to stumble across an episode of Undercover Boss, will watch it.
I've seen a couple. Yeah.
Because it's one of those things to where the CEO puts on makeup, and a lot of times they'll like add facial hair, or if the person has facial hair, they have them shave it off and,
right,
you know,
change their appearance. And they go and get a job at their own company.
You know, if you normally don't wear glasses, they'll add glasses. If you wear glasses, they'll give you contacts. And then they go work in the stores, and then they realize, oh, wow, I didn't realize that the policy that I made saying that we need to do this is actually affecting people this way.
Right.
There was one of the episodes where I think the guy went to Dollar General.
Really?
And I heard you talking about Dollar General last night for some reason, but
Stefan called in. He says they're taking over the world.
Dollar General?
I don't know about that, but
they're taking over America.
Yeah, you know, the CEO, he had no clue that when they decided that we're going to have the cashier also be the stock person, that it was affecting things the way it was.
Yeah. Surprise.
Because Dollar General isn't open the way Aldi is, to where, you know, if you're the cashier and you're also the stocker, which they do at Aldi, you can actually see from anywhere in the store to see if somebody's up at the checkout area.
By the way, Aldi's is slowly taking over, and I'll let them.
Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
Give them another 20 years, and they'll be the big boys.
This is for listeners that don't know. Aldi is like a
German-owned grocer.
It's like budget buy to the max kind of grocery store where you can get decent grocery items, but you don't even get bags. Like, you have to pay.
Yeah, you could pay for bags
if you want bags.
You have to rent. You have
to
rent,
bag your own.
You have to rent the shopping cart.
Right. And that's actually very smart, because
the whole thing is smart.
They don't have to pay somebody whose job it is to go fetch buggies.
Correct. Because what happens is you walk up and you have to put, what, a quarter in to get the cart out? And then if you want to lose your quarter,
you just leave the cart out.
You leave
the
cart wherever you want, and then somebody will be getting paid to go and get that back. But otherwise, if you put the cart back at the end of your, you know, shopping trip, you then can take your quarter back. So for the penny pincher, you know, types who are going out there, the coupon clippers, these types of people who are trying to save every penny they possibly can, like Conan, it's the perfect store, because you can bring old boxes and like load up your own grocery
cart. You
cart.
Can grab
I
their just, boxes.
I grab right. boxes from them and actually help them out so they don't have right. to worry about breaking something down. And yeah. that's what I put my groceries in.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. It's an interesting business model.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We got Ken. He's calling us from South Georgia. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Okay. If I understand what I've been listening to for just, I hadn't been tuned in for just a few minutes, but yes. you're talking about war and the sadness of it and what have you.
We might have been talking about that earlier in the show tonight. You're probably listening on delay, would be my guess, but you're certainly welcome to comment. Go right ahead.
Okay, but anyway, the point is, in late summer 1941, my uncle was actually approached by the draft people here in the county and drafted into World War II. In March of 1942... Mm-hmm. Even though there were only those two boys in the family, he was also drafted. Neither one of them got in. My father got out in December of 1945 after walking all over France in the army. My uncle the same way. My father got two Purple Hearts. I know my uncle at least got one. And for us to be sitting here talking about war and the badness of it is good, one good thing. However, if they had not done what they did with thousands upon thousands of other people doing the same thing, dying, bleeding all over that area, do you think we'd be talking English or
yes,
Japanese or German or Italian?
I think we'd be talking English.
Absolutely, we would.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell me how.
Because you think that the Germans are going to come across that ocean, or the Russians, or the Chinese, or the Japanese, and they're going to attack this country?
Ridiculous!
With all the rifles in this country,
the Japanese said that they weren't going to attack because behind every blade of grass there was a gun.
We had no business over there.
Ken, you stand by. We'll bring it back. We can talk further about this here. This is such a mythology. The idea that if the U.S. government hadn't gone over and gotten involved in world
German.
Wars, we'd be speaking German now. Or
even
Japanese.
Though the Russians basically had the war won.
It's ridiculous. We'll continue here with more in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. That's what we do. Open the phones, take your calls about whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Or hop on in the on-air call-in line room on our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work that we do here, that is to say getting on radio stations with the ideas of liberty, which sometimes can be shocking to those in the radio listening audience. We have one of those shocked listeners on the line with us right now. But if you want to hear more Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the United States, we've got over 180 active stations right now. We can have more than that. It just takes money to market the show effectively to those stations. And that's what Daryl and I do during the daylight hours, is call those radio stations and try to get them on board. So if you want to see us do more of that, if you want to see us get on more stations and get cool perks that nobody else has access to, like the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chat rooms, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with PayPal. You can use credit card and Bitcoin Core there, and you'll get all the perks, and you'll help us out a lot. So please join the AMP program and become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Ken in South Georgia, Ken, you have trotted out the ages-old argument that if it weren't for the U.S. government's involvements in World War II or perhaps the previous conflict, that we'd all be speaking German or Japanese.
Or we would have never gotten out of the Great Depression. That was another big one.
Yeah, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so does that accurately reflect what you were saying there?
Actually, did you refer to me as a shocked listener?
Yeah, you sound like you're pretty shocked. Like, you know, normally people don't hear this kind of talk on the radio, right?
Not so much, but shock is not a good word. I mean,
okay, how would you describe yourself?
I'm 59 years. I'll be 59 in August, and I've seen a lot of things go on in this country and the world, and all I do is try to absorb it and make a decision on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you decided to call in tonight to talk about it, so let's talk about it. You believe that we would be speaking other languages if it weren't for the U.S. military's involvement in world conflicts in the early 20th century. That's your viewpoint, correct?
as far as history goes, you can look back at certain things that happened. Those certain things happen, and they propagate other things that are going to follow.
Right, like how the U.S. government...
World War I causing World War II.
You mean like how the U.S. government got into World War I causing World War II? That kind of
thing? No, I didn't say anything about World War I. The only thing I was talking about was World War II.
Well, but you have to talk about World War I if you want to talk about World War II.
Why is it?
Daryl, did you want to explain?
Well, World War II would not have happened had not the U.S. government and the British government imposed some pretty stringent sanctions and retaliations against Germany after World War One, and because of that, it wound up creating hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic, which led to the rise of Adolf Hitler, who wound up deciding, after he became Chancellor of Germany, that he wanted to take over Europe, basically to prove that Germany could wind up, basically recovering from World War One.
Well, we showed them better than that, didn't we?
I was not there, so I didn't show anybody.
My parent and my uncle was, and a whole lot of other people that most likely your relatives were also there.
Yeah, let me ask that we're in the military.
Hold on. I've got a couple of questions for you. Where do rights come from?
Rights?
Yes. Where do they come from?
Where do your rights come from?
Well, I'm curious where you believe rights come from. Do you believe that you are endowed by your creator with rights, or do you believe that rights come from government?
That's a very good question. But by the same token, what's going to frame your opinion and whatever, if you've ever been in college or whatever it is, or whatever training you've had, all those things are going to frame your opinion as to that. My rights, to my notion, come from God.
Okay. Good. All right. So we're in agreement here that rights come from the Creator. Right. Rights come from the Creator. We don't get our rights because some government has deemed that we have them. We don't have freedom because people died 300 years ago. We don't have rights because of human sacrifice. True or false?
I think we have all kind of rights from humans, or at least sacrificed by humans, as far as what they did to either fight for the rights that they thought were right or not.
So it's a contradiction with what you just said a moment ago. So you said that you believe rights were imbued by God, and then a moment later you said that rights were given through human sacrifice.
Right. If you look back at the Constitution and et cetera, when we got away from Great Britain, when the king was over there telling us exactly what to do and taking money from us, doing this, that, and other, okay, the founders, regardless of their faults, had at least the basic principle of certain things that should be done to ensure that this country was going to be able to maintain itself in a fashion where nobody else basically could monkey with us.
You know, those founders also wrote a constitution that excluded having a standing army, right? So their idea was to not go around and get involved in other countries' conflicts around the world. You do understand that, right?
Okay, that was 1700s. They didn't know what was going to happen.
So the very founders that you were just worshiping a moment ago.
The founders who wrote that all men are created equal, they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. They also wrote some other stuff, but some of the other stuff needs to be changed,
Look, I'm not saying they were right about everything. I agree with, you know, the fact they are fallible humans, no doubt about it. So what you're saying is, you're saying the founders of the United States were wrong in their idea of staying out of other countries' business. The United States should get into other conflicts around the world, as it has for over 100 plus years, you know, 200 years or however long it's been, and they should just meddle and pick sides and create enemies all around the globe. And that's good for freedom.
And sacrifice their young men and women.
And that's good for freedom. That's what that's how freedom gets grown. Killing?
First of all, you just said that I worshiped our founders. One of you did.
Okay, whatever. You can just move past that. We'll say you don't worship the founders, because obviously you found some fallible. You found that they're fallible, and you believe that one of their fallible, you know, aspects is that they believed in the United States keeping to its own business and not getting involved in world conflicts. You're saying if we want to stay free, we have to slaughter people in various different world conflicts, right?
Let me ask you this. All right, you're saying that we don't need to get into any other conflicts, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In the 1700s and on up, as this country was doing its thing to get to weed out all the bad stuff and try to get to the good stuff, are you telling me that you don't think that in that period of time, in the last 200-plus years, that other areas of the world have come to the point that they are just totally intent on destroying us? When you see two towers fall in New York City, blown up by airplanes, when you see Japanese Zeros,
damn Japs,
how many years ago that was, blowing up people, blowing up ships in Hawaii. Yeah.
Which happened as a result of the U.S. government blockade against Japan. You know that didn't come out of nowhere, right? You've been around for a while, right? You know that the attack in Pearl Harbor didn't just come out of nowhere. You do know that, right? That was ginned up by the U.S. government?
I'm sure that you're going to say that the American government or
something. Go read the McCollum memo.
Propagated that.
They did. Go read the McCollum memo.
They let it happen.
That's history, dude.
What about World War One? Okay, so you're saying that...
Yeah, you mean the war that Woodrow Wilson got elected on a promise to not get involved in and then got involved in? That war? The one that the American people didn't want to get involved in?
By allowing a passenger ship to get shot down.
What do you think about Korea shooting, blowing up, you know, nuclear weapons and shooting everything anywhere they want to over there, around Japan and everybody else?
By Korea, you mean North Korea, country that was created through the Japanese invading the country and then the U.S. government.
Let China and Japan handle them.
Yeah. Ken, thanks. We're out of time for tonight. We can call back any old night. We'd be happy to continue the discussion here, because we don't believe that rights come from war, that peace comes from keeping to yourself. And if you keep invading other countries, well, guess what? You're going to make people mad, create terrorism and that sort of thing. Create
blowback. Kill people in my name.
See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.